Do you need cash but just don't have gold? Then visit cashforcash.com. At cashforcash.com, we take your cash and give it back to you. It's the easiest way to turn your hard-earned dollars into real cash. Visit cashforcash.com. Turn your money into cash you can spend. Cashforcash.com. That's cashforcash.com. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 78.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we give you seasoning packets of funny to flavor your day. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as the Ramen Noodle on Twitter. Joining me in studio is, that's Jeremy in the big black chair.
Hi. No, they can't see the big black chair, most of them, unless they're joining us live.
The people with really good hearing can see it in their minds.
You might also be able to hear it. It makes quite a bit of noise if I move around. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, you're going to blame that on a chair.
Yeah.
And also joining us in studio is the loveliest co-host ever, my beautiful wife, Jenny.
Hello.
Aww. That's adorable.
Yeah. I need to get a little sound effect.
Seasoning packets of funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was seasoning packets of comedy.
Well, here's the thing to say.
Is this some cheap off-brand that we've switched to?
To say clean comedy podcast providing you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day, that just doesn't work.
How about seasoning packets of clean?
Then it sounds like laundry detergent.
cleaning packets of seasoning.
Yes. So I'd like to thank our sponsor, Cash for Cash. Because I hear cash is like money, and I would like to go make use of their services.
It really is. More and more places are starting to accept cash as a form of payment these days.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. It's like, wow, I didn't know I could pay for stuff like this. With this. I mean, pay with stuff like this.
I was going to say, I didn't know I could pay for stuff like this. What have you been buying?
Stuff you can't pay for, because it's priceless.
Happiness. I didn't know. I always heard you couldn't.
Yeah, you can buy happiness. Happiness. Yeah. If you use the cash with it.
With it.
Yep. Well, thank you for, like I said earlier, thank you for joining us for another episode of this podcast.
Joining us back.
Yes, joining us back. And unfortunately, our guest couldn't make it tonight. We were going to have, I told you guys last week, we were going to have Robert from It's Just Us and the Super Secret Podcast for Young Husbands join us in this episode. However, he smashed his modem as an excuse for not joining us in this podcast.
Oh, that's a clever one.
And he said that he has a meeting next week. Yeah, like that's believable. Who has meetings at 7 p.m. Eastern time?
Really? I don't know. I think I've got something every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Well, yeah. Duh.
this, isn't it?
It's your weekly cash exchange program.
And when I tried smashing my modem to get out of it, you told me to just drive over. I was a little sorry about the modem at that point.
No Skype? Then you come. So I don't know when we'll get Robert on the podcast with us, but it will be sometime soon because I'm sure he has funny stories to tell. Mm-hmm. I know he does. And he has his own podcast. It's just uscast.com. So check that out and then like go over there and spam him and say, you should fix your modem. You should join the Ramen Noodle show one evening.
say it like that, please.
Yes.
Whether in text or in voice.
And if you have suggestions for anyone else we should get on the show, please let us know. Now, let's get into actually funny stuff since, like, we haven't been too funny yet. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week. I have a couple things to share. One is from this last week, and one I forgot to share a while back in a weekly update, but I want to share it anyway in this weekly update.
Okay.
Random noodle update.
We'll allow it.
Well, this last week was one of those events that Jenny and I find ourselves questioning what our hair color really is.
Oh.
What?
This was, and Jenny, you can fill in any details you would like.
When I'm not confused. I'm listening.
We'd made dinner, and I was already at the table waiting for Jenny.
Oh, gosh.
And she was looking around for her plate. And I thought I saw her put her plate in the living room, like to sit on the couch for us to eat. So I said, maybe it's in the living room. So she's walking around looking for her plate for food. And I look over at her, and she's holding the plate as she's walking around looking for it.
I am shaking my head right now.
That's awesome.
You had to tell that story.
Yeah. But you know what? I've done similar things.
Yeah.
Where are my glasses? Oh, I'm wearing them. Yeah, and many other things. We're looking for my glasses when I realize I'm already wearing contacts. I can be blonde sometimes, too.
I drove all over town last week looking for my car.
That would just be sad. Has anyone seen my car?
I can't find it.
It'd be hilarious if someone actually like, well, what color is it?
Yes.
It's silver. It looks really like the one I'm driving. Hey.
I found my car.
I found a car just like mine.
And there it was all around me.
It just embraced me like a warm pillow.
Whoa, what kind of pillows do you buy?
Metal ones.
No, oh. Those would be cold.
With black leather interior.
Now, here's another joke. And Jeremy, you can probably relate to this.
I can relate to a joke.
Well, I mean, not joke.
Saying?
Did I say joke?
Yeah, you did.
Another event that happened. And
you're telling jokes?
This happened during vacation Bible school. I had a moment where my entire life flushed before my eyes.
Flushed? Yikes.
Almost flushed.
Flushed.
It was at vacation Bible school, and I needed to use the restroom to wash my hands, I think. That was all I was going to do, is just to wash my hands. So I walked into the restroom, and suddenly something did not look right.
Oh,
there were a lot more stalls than I thought I remembered there being.
Wow.
Oh, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Did you use your female voice?
Hello? Oh.
I froze, like, suddenly, like, this is my restroom! Like, I'd only just opened the door. I hadn't even really stepped in. But behind me, as I'm starting to quickly think, I better get out of here quick. I didn't see anyone in there. But right behind me, I hear this lady's voice going,
Wait, is it a lady or a little girl?
It was a lady. Yeah, one of the other VBS workers was behind me.
Nice.
And I just quickly backed out. It's like, you didn't see that, did you?
That actually happened more than once during vacation Bible school. There was a little girl that went to the restroom, and she actually went to the boys' restroom as a boy was going into the girls' restroom. So I guess they were both mixed up.
Well, the signs are like 6 feet into the air, and these are kids who are like 3 feet tall.
Yes,
so.
But you can see the skirt.
Yeah, we.
A little stick figure
has a
skirt.
Little skirt attached to the door that's for the ladies, and it has a pair of jeans attached to the door for the men.
Very nice. That's
I have a little story to add to this.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I used to travel with a ministry group, and we would take over a few rooms of the church. Like, one of them was our dressing room, and there were two restrooms around the girls' dressing room, and of course they were boys and girls restrooms. So I actually changed one of the stick figures and I put a skirt on. I cut out a little skirt and put it on the door with the boys' restroom.
Very nice.
So they were both boy, girls' restrooms for that week.
And was there any confusion?
I think there was like a little bit of anger confusion. Because somebody ripped the skirt off of the stick figure and it was like on the floor, crumpled up when I came back.
Whoever like, did that is world? Going home.
It was some guy who really needed to use that room.
Yeah. Like, no, this is a boys' restroom.
That reminds me of what I said before. My very favorite thing about urinals, as soon as you see them, you know you're not in the women's room.
Well, yeah, that's exactly, I thought about that immediately after turning around as I realized there weren't any urinals in there. It was just all stalls. Jeremy, what's your random noodle update?
All right. Well, the other day, a few days ago, as I was going to bed, I looked out my window. And it looked like there was something on my windshield underneath my windshield wiper. And it was small, and I didn't know what it was, and I couldn't tell if there was really something there or if it was just a leaf or something. So I went to bed. And apparently I didn't see it or think about it the next morning, at least not at first. So I go to drive, and I think, oh, there was something on my windshield. Or I happen to see it or something. And I look more closely. And what do I see, Daniel? But your face peering back at me over the top of uncooked ramen noodles. One of your old business cards or one of your ramen noodle business cards was on my windshield underneath my windshield wiper, which immediately begged the question, when and where? How did that end up there?
How long's it been there?
Exactly. I'm trying to remember if it was even the next morning or if I had forgotten somehow for an entire day to look. I don't know how I didn't see it.
I think you told me it was the next morning.
But I guess driving home in the dark, I didn't actually see it.
Well, I thought you wouldn't see it, and I figured you wouldn't find it until the next morning because you would approach your car from the side or from the back, mm-hmm. everywhere except at home. And so I thought it would be one of those things that goes, huh, in the night. Oh my. Yeah, I like doing those kinds of things. But I was going shopping near where you work, mm-hmm. and I decided to leave my card on your car. I found your car. It was very easy to find there kinda because creepy. Who else drives a yellow sports car at the crematorium? So I found your car.
Okay.
And I put the card on it and just thought, I wonder how long it's going to take him to find this. I thought it would have been great if it started raining and you turn on the windshield wipers and you see my face smearing itself across the window.
I was a little worried. I was going, man, I really should get that. I think the thing is that I was driving back to work and I didn't think to get it off my windshield when I went into work. And then when I left, I didn't think about it either. And so there it was again staring at me as I drove home. And was it was scary? Still there the next morning.
Wasn't scary.
It was a little scary. It was just a little creepy, this little miniature Daniel and miniature ramen noodle just looking at me the entire time I drive. And then I'm thinking, if it rains, I'm going to waste the business card and I'm going to litter because I'm going to turn on my wipers and it's going to go flying.
I wonder if you're going to say the same thing when someday maybe you babysit for us. You're going to say, it's really creepy having this little miniature Daniel.
Oh my goodness.
Looking at me. Smearing his face across my windshield.
Whoa, I hope not.
That would imply that Jeremy hit one of our children and his face was smashed into the windshield.
Or there are children like riding on windshields.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on, Ramen Noodle Jr.
Sounds like a cereal or something. Jenny, what is your random noodle update?
I do have a random noodle update. Today, I went to run some errands, and there was this woman walking beside the road, and I passed her, and I was thinking, oh, I should give her a ride. It's hot today.
Did she have an orange sticker on her by any chance?
What?
On the side of the internet?
No. But she did have, like, freakishly big sunglasses on.
Was anyway. She a movie star?
I don't think so. If she was, I wouldn't know. But anyway, so I turned around and I decided that I would pull over and ask her if she wanted a ride. So I got there and the shoulder was really narrow, so I couldn't really pull over because if I did, the traffic would be backed up.
So she had big sunglasses and a narrow shoulder?
Yes. So I kind of got behind her because I couldn't get beside her. There wasn't enough room. And I started kind of driving slowly behind her, and I opened my window, and I was like, hey! And I started yelling, hey, at her. And she, like, kept walking. She didn't hear me. And then
did she, like, start walking a little bit faster?
No, she didn't change pace. She didn't even look over her shoulder. She just sort of kept walking. There's nothing... Like, she heard nothing. So I found myself shouting, hey, lady! I couldn't get her attention, so she didn't get a ride.
So you just left?
Yeah, I just left.
That's awesome.
She's probably thinking, oh, why did I have to be walking along the side of the road today? Why?
She but I'm just going to
keep
a...
backing out on right on out of here because my daddy taught me good.
Oh, my gosh.
If she did hear me, she probably ignored me because she thought I was a freak.
He's like... It's a lady stalker. Oh, my goodness. Just keep walking in my big old sunglasses.
I mean, my voice is pretty puny. I mean, I couldn't hurt anybody. She couldn't have judged my size by my voice.
Maybe she thought you were playing Marco Polo and she was using your rules on Marco Polo.
Hey, my rules are fine on Marco Polo.
You shouted, Marco! Hey, lady. And she goes, what?
What? But I just thought it was really funny to catch myself saying, lady! I don't think I've ever done that before.
Lady with the giant sunglasses and the narrow shoulder.
Pull over.
Oh, goodness.
Do you realize how fast you were walking?
She wasn't walking very fast.
Ah, she was being a hazard to other drivers.
She was just being slow, and maybe she was deaf.
Hey, hazard lady. Get off the road. Do you have a license for walking and those sunglasses? I wonder where she is now.
I don't know. I hope she made it.
I hope she didn't swallow a fly.
That was a die. Woman. I called out lady.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of calling things out. It's time for Noodles in the News with our very official news song thing.
Very formal, very official.
That makes it louder.
Will you quit playing with the music and read the news?
Curiosity seekers in U.S. pay to spend a night in jail. This comes from Reuters. The cheapest rooms and board in Jefferson City, Missouri over the weekend was at the county jail, and 170 people gladly checked in. They just wanted the little jail sticker on Foursquare, probably.
I didn't know. It's not a sticker, it's a badge.
Cole County charged... Oh, yeah. The stickers are get glue. Charged $30 a night for anyone who volunteered to go behind bars on Friday or Saturday night so officials could give the new jail a test run before it opened for real this week.
Did they get to try jail breaks?
Didn't they also get to try the new like inmate labor things and try on the new suits and all of that?
I would totally stage a fight and see if the guards are ready for that.
That'd be so funny.
Is there a continental breakfast with us? Are those donuts for us?
Guard! Guard! I shanked that guy! You didn't even stop me! You are so not ready to open.
People from three states spent the night at the jail, including some lawyers.
That is a great place for lawyers. Let me tell you.
And a couple celebrating their first anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Jenny, our first anniversary is coming up. It continues. It was something they could experience without having to get a criminal record, Cole County Sheriff Greg White said.
Just what I've always wanted.
Is this a tourist like thing?
No, they were testing the jail, apparently.
Interesting.
They spent the night and gained an understanding that they would not want to ever do this again.
Really?
They go on like Yelp.com and Google Places and say, oh, 1-star rating at this place. The lodging facilities are terrible. This is not a good jail to stay if you're going to get a criminal record.
I wonder if they, like, if in the middle of the night one of them said, I can't handle this. I need to go home. Would they have let them or would they have said, nope, you wanted the jail experience. You can't leave.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
In our live chat room, which we do every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time, Doc Zen said, ramen noodle live behind bars. That would be an awesome episode. Well, be a little bit echoey, though.
We may not be, you know, eligible for that type of program, so we may actually have to commit a crime in order to get into jail.
Oh, sorry.
Jailers tried to give the citizens the full experience, including beatings, lack of water, and...
What? No.
Okay. Tried to give the citizens the full experience. That, it does say that.
Okay.
They were told to give up their jewelry, cell phones, and other personal belongings.
That sounds like how you get into jail, not what happens when you go in jail.
They were booked and photographed and let into the jail commons.
Wow.
Wow.
New Facebook profiles, photos for all of them. Hey, can you upload that to Facebook for me?
Did they get to wear the jumpsuits and everything?
Well, let me keep reading and we'll see. They could keep their cell doors open, but the trapped feeling was still... So no privacy at all because the doors were wide open.
Right.
They could keep their cell doors open, but the trapped feeling was still there because the outer room doors were locked, said Bob Watson, 60, a reporter for the Jefferson City News Tribune, who spent Friday night at the jail. While it was not a true replication of jail, you got some sense of what it's like to hear the door lock behind you, Watson said. Watson said two other feelings were boredom and a lack of choice, illustrated by the television being left on one channel and drown out by everybody talking. You know, that happens anywhere television is on anyway.
It sounds a lot like flying.
That would drive me insane. Because when I watch TV, I want to hear it.
That's right. Otherwise, it's just mute talking heads.
Yeah, and it's kind of like mime. It's like, bed, what do you say?
The bed was a steel bunk with a thin mattress. Overhead, a 40-watt light bulb stayed lit throughout the night in each cell. Handy for guards to see inmates, but not conducive to good sleep. How about the food? Dinner Friday night included cheesy pasta with turkey bits and coffee cake. Well, that's pretty good food, actually. Sounds like it.
Who's paying for these people to eat such good food?
They paid $30 each.
You get dessert in jail? What in the heck?
They should get slop.
White,
that's right.
White called the dinner. What? You should have been here yesterday. We had cold steam for dinner. Hey, if you get the reference for that, then you guys get extra bonus points. White called the dinner pretty tasty, but Watson was less enthused. I wouldn't pay for it in a restaurant, but you won't die trying to eat it, he said. There were small rewards for staying in the jail.
What?
Each guest got their booking photo as a souvenir and a t-shirt touting their night in the slammer.
Okay.
In addition, the $30 went for good purposes, White said. Half goes to the sheriff's office to buy more donuts, or no, to buy equipment, and half to the United Way.
Let's hope none of those guards are listening, or we might actually have to do the ramen noodle episode behind bars.
I like coffee.
It might be free for us.
I wonder if they give them coffee.
White said the jailers learned a few things from the experience, such as kinks in the door locking system. That's good to get ironed out.
Yeah.
Early on.
Let me out.
Huh. These doors don't lock. That's going to be bad later on. And linens that came out of the laundry too damp.
Ew.
And if guests didn't get a good night's sleep, neither did White, who is away for the jail for only a few hours. away from the jail for only a few hours each night. It was an excellent experience, and I was exhausted, White said.
Interesting.
We'll have a link to that story in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/78.
Maybe we should have sent Sergeant Packet there with them.
Ooh, I'd like him in jail.
You were woken them up at like, you know.
Isn't that where he
four
is?
4 a.m.
Didn't he commit a crime like existing and then get locked in jail and never come out?
Maybe he was part of these people and like the deal was he could stay as long as they did.
Maybe.
Wow. That's just ridiculous.
Maybe he's the one that found out that the door doesn't lock.
He's the one who broke the lock.
Here's a video of a really cute girl who may have a future in music. This is not Rebecca Black. This is some other little girl.
Oh, and so she's little.
Yes.
I was going to say, that was an odd thing to say. Your wife's right here.
But she may have a future in music, so over listen along to this song.
Listen along to this song. That rhymes. And it'll be great if it ever starts.
Oh. Boom, boom, and crispy. Crazy, boom, boom, and crispy.
And she suddenly slapped her dad, who is sitting behind her.
Crazy, getting pushed all day long. Boom, boom, and crazy. Crazy, Eli, 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 tell socks. 5 cents a pair, a dollar a box. Longer away.
Dad's in the background, like, what's going on?
You put them in the water and they don't get wet. Boom, boom, and it creates me. Crazy, boom, boom, and it creates me. Crazy.
He's just looking like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Crazy. Last time I had a real strange dream.
He's trying to shake it off.
A 9-pound marshmallow mama cake.
What's she doing? When I woke up and her something was wrong, I looked around and something was
gone. Boom, boom, and it grabbed me. Crazy, boom, boom, and it grabbed me. Crazy, getting pushed all day long. Boom, boom, and it grabbed me. Crazy.
That was awesome.
That's hilarious.
My dad would not let me do that.
And let this be an inspiration to all those girls out there who want to be singers.
No!
And who apparently want to be...
All right. Here's the deal. If you want all the other girls out in the world to sing that song, then your daughter's going to learn it too. I think that's fair.
You guys are going to have a son and a daughter? That's awesome!
Well, we'll just see how the dice rolls.
Oh.
Whatever that means.
I know, just...
How about Harry Potter? Have you seen some of the Harry Potter movies?
I have.
Have you ever imagined what Harry Potter would be like if it was a teen movie?
What?
Like a teen comedy movie?
A teen comedy? Do those movie. Even exist?
Well, something like that. Here's a remixed trailer for Harry Potter.
Oh, gosh.
I've got a really good feeling about Hogwarts. I feel it's the place to be tonight. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Enjoying your classes, Harry? What about your activities outside the classroom? I can't help wondering if...
Oh, no, no. She's brilliant, and we're friends. But no.
What you see before you? It's a curious little potion.
Hello, darling.
The most powerful love potion in the world.
All right, fine, you're in love with her. Have you ever actually met her?
No. Can you introduce me?
Go on, Harry. We've got a game to win.
Excellent.
Excuse me, I have to go for it.
I happen to be his girlfriend.
I happen to be his friend.
These girls, they're going to kill me, Harry.
See that girl over there? She's trying to smuggle you a love potion.
Really?
Hey, she's only interested in you because she thinks you're the chosen one.
But I am the chosen one. Okay, sorry, kidding.
grow to be young and to feel love's keen sting.
That's awesome.
So, a remixed trailer for Harry Potter as a teen movie.
That's
really
funny.
Demonstrates the lack of substance in the real movies after that format.
Oh, the videos for both of these, by the way, will be embedded into the show notes like a twig after a tornado.
What?
Into a tree. Will be at cleancomedypodcast.com/78 and check that out over there in the show notes. You know, have you seen those sites where they remix a whole bunch of trailers, like they turn Mary Poppins into a horror movie?
Okay, that's my favorite thing ever. That Mary Poppins one. That's the only one I know of, but I love that. Scary Mary.
Scary Mary. Yep. Boom, boom, little Scary Mary. Smack. Crazy. I don't know what the lyrics are to it. Apparently, you know, all it takes to be a... Well, she's not a YouTube star yet. Maybe we could make her a YouTube star. Because she's only got like 16,000 views at the time of this.
Oh, is that all?
Mm-hmm.
We can get her at least up to 16,010.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at least. Maybe 12?
Now, this story comes from Mashable today. Actually, today at the time of this recording. There have been some riots over in London.
It sounds hilarious.
Well, not to
it was
make
a riot.
Not to make light of that, because a lot of people were injured.
Jeremy. I haven't even actually heard about it. You said riot in the comedy podcast. And,
across
you
the
know,
pond.
Yeah. People, maybe we should rethink our use of the word riot. It shouldn't ever mean hilarious. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry. It's really odd in here. I'm just hallucinating at this point.
Following the havoc wrecked by the London riots, a 20-year-old man from Colchester, England, I'm probably mispronouncing that, sorry, our British friends, was arrested for allegedly organizing, what would you think?
I don't know.
A mass demonstration.
Why have you brought riots into this comedy podcast? I'm so conflicted right now.
Maybe he was organizing a giant protest against the government, because this would be a bad time for that. I mean, that sounds like something he might get arrested for, right?
Maybe. I don't really know.
Was arrested for allegedly organizing a giant water gun fight via the BlackBerry Messenger service and Facebook. First of all, I didn't know you could have a water gun fight via BlackBerry Messenger.
Yeah, and first of all, does anybody still use BlackBerry? Ooh, somebody's going to send me hate mail.
Water gun fights are nothing new in England, according to The Guardian. I guess that's the person that
takes... The Guardian!
Yeah, he guards England. The Guardian speaks for England.
Wow.
Behold, hear him speak.
Is that another name for the doctor? Isn't he the Guardian of England?
It could be. Summertime H2O shootouts organized online were a popular pastime in 2008. But the man in question chose a poor time and tool to plan his aqua attack. Yeah, a poor tool. How are you going to have a water gun fight with BlackBerries?
Why are we even discussing the method of organization? I don't understand.
Because this is Mashable, a technology and social news website.
But why did he pick a poor... Oh, are they slamming BlackBerry now?
They might be. Yeah. It's like, come on, upgrade to Android. You get far better range on a water gun if you use Android or iPhone.
or Zune. maybe they've incorporated squirt technology into Windows Phone 7.
I forgot about that. Actually, yeah, the Zune player had technology that, of all stupid things, was called squirt.
Let me squirt you this song.
I'm squirting you.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe that's what they intended all along. They thought mass water gun fights would break out and they would be responsible, and they loved it.
Actually, it would have been even worse to squirt with a brown Zune.
I love poo.
Shut up. No, don't make this dirty. Ew.
The UK is on high alert after the riot that broke out following the police shooting of Mark Dugan, a resident, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
sympathy to their family. BlackBerry Messenger was the communication method of choice during the riots. Huh?
Okay, so what they're saying is that they were monitoring communication?
It seems like they were. And they're like, ooh, water gun fight. Boys, this could get pretty ugly. The queen might get wet. We better arrest these people.
Wow.
This could turn into another water-powered riot.
This is getting sad and political. I want to go on like a civil rights tangent right now.
If the police then had to pull out the giant water hose in order to make the crowds disperse, they would just be like, yeah, you guys are playing too.
Oh,
my
gosh. Oh, goodness.
So if you're the moral of this story is if you're going to plan a gigantic water gun fight, don't do it with BlackBerry Messenger.
Because that's right.
You get arrested for using,
in England.
You get arrested for using a BlackBerry Messenger app.
All apparently. The police there were just threatened because all the people in the water gun fight would be better armed than they are.
Yeah.
Since they don't carry guns.
Yeah, that's kind of
important. I mean, at least a water gun. I think all their police should carry water guns. Could help a lot.
Did you have news?
No.
Here's another story. This comes courtesy of dvice.com. That's D-V-I-C-E. 99-year-old grandma plays NES to fend off senile decay.
What?
Here is a woman, and she looks to be about 130 years old, so she might be a little late for the decay part of this.
Oh my goodness.
The video is in complete
Are you going to say this about me when I get old?
Wow. Valid question.
No.
You know what? I'm going to make sure I look that old whenever I get old. Just so I can ask you again.
This woman in Japan or somewhere where they have different letters for words. She said, playing Wii and, or this article says, playing Wii and mind stimulation games like Brain Age aren't the only ways to keep your brain and body from rotting.
Okay.
NES, Nintendo Entertainment System, and good old Bomberman works great too. Take it from 99-year-old Umaji Nahoswa.
Wow.
Who's been playing Famicom. Or to us, it's known as the Nintendo Entertainment System in the United States for 26 years to keep her brain sharp.
Wow, gaming grandma. Way to go. I bet she's really good now.
I bet she is.
She can play Pong like nobody's business.
What is Pong?
It's the little game where these two little paddles are going across the screen.
I remember that.
And the ball bouncing between them. Yeah. There's nothing like proving to the soccer moms out there that video games can be beneficial for living a long, healthy life after becoming intrigued by her grandkids playing with the Nintendo Entertainment System. Narasawa decided to take a crack at the game console herself. 26 years later, and she's already mastered Bomberman by clearing all 50 levels. And sometimes even beats the game several times in one day.
Wait, did you just say Bomberman?
Yes.
As in Bomberman?
Yeah, I'm pronouncing the B because there's a B in there.
It's silent.
Oh, okay. Narasawa accredits the game's... that sounds more like French. Accredits the game's challenging puzzles to keep her brain focused as well as counting the button presses... as a form of finger exercise. This wouldn't it just eventually get to be like memorizing the letters at the on the eye chart at the doctor's office? Like, yeah, maybe. I've got 20/20 vision. E E E J B Q R T 995.
What?
M A D E I N U S A.
But there aren't any numbers on those charts. Are there numbers on that chart?
Wait, There aren't numbers?
No.
Oh, crap. I think I flunked my test. So if you want to fend off aging, forget all this miracle cream or acacia berries or anything like that. Just get a Nintendo Entertainment System. And that'll do it for you. So next time you hear funny news, send it to us. feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. And the links to all of these stories will be in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/77. This concludes Noodles in the News.
I was going to do that.
Now, we've got some... Oh, wait. Another segment. We're going to bump our segments right back to back on this. Blah, 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 blah. Where is that button? Button.
Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Here's some feedback that I got through the Ramen Noodle email address. It says, "Dear General Manager, glad to hear that you're on the market for mosquito swatter. We are a manufacturer/OEM manufacturer specializing in mosquito swatter/mosquito bat with good quality and pretty competitive price. Should you have any question, please do not hesitate to contact me freely. Thanks and best regards, Jason."
What?
People, please don't do all caps if Daniel's going to read it.
Wait, so are you reading your spam to us right now?
I think so.
It didn't get caught by my spam filter.
And that's feedback? You read spam for our feedback.
Have we run out of funny things?
Here's why I wanted to read this, though. Seriously, they're sending spam for a mosquito swatter? I mean, that's not the typical thing you'd want. I mean, that you...
Okay, all right.
Not the typical thing you would see spam for.
No.
It's like, what's this mosquito swatter going to do for my mortgage? How is this mosquito swatter going to help me lose weight? How am I going to get out of debt with this mosquito bat?
Don't know. Don't care. How's that?
But, you know, they attach some really neat pictures to this as well, but I'm not going to click on them unless they be viruses. And my Mac catch a virus. You guys are so amazingly enthusiastic. This is just incredible.
We're sweating over here. Yes, and you're reading spam to us. Distract us with laughter. Please. I'm taking on an accent.
You sound like you're from Brooklyn.
We need some funny in here.
So if you have anything to share with us, jokes, funny stories, or funny stuff that you've found on the internet, especially if you're broken down on the side of the internet with an orange sticker on your back and some lady comes and yells, "Hey, lady," at you, then please send your funny stories
to us. Turn around and say hello. Please.
And then you'll start backing up. Oh, gosh. Send your stories or funny stuff to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332, or you can leave a comment on the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/78 and get all the links for all the funny stuff that we've shared over there. cleancomedypodcast.com/78.
If the funny stuff has links.
Yes. Or, wait, yes.
Like... Well, no, that's probably not true. I was going to say your face doesn't have a link, but it probably does.
And we don't have a link to the old lady that Jenny saw walking along the side of the road.
Unless she's the one who's just going home to fight off her senility and rotting by playing video games.
Gotta get home. Gotta play my NES.
I knew she looked familiar.
Gotta get home. Gotta get home. Mario's waiting.
It was those huge glasses that threw me off.
Gotta be fresh. Gotta go downstairs.
Gotta blame my Nintendo.
Because time is ticking on and on and on.
We have a question in the chat room.
Yes.
Do we do noodleism still?
Yes, we do.
I asked that once. You told me we did, and we never have since.
Oh, we haven't?
You've broken your noodleish promise.
You're right. Did we do... did we do kiddie pool?
What? I don't remember.
Oh.
I haven't been playing my Nintendo, so I've actually forgotten.
Your memory has been dying.
Uh-huh.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
This week's weekly noodleism.
That's redundant!
Whoa! I saw Jeremy open his mouth and I heard that that's redundant. And I was like, whoa! That was amazing.
This comes in from, oh, I don't remember who suggested this. Someone, so you get credit for sending this in. Or maybe it was one of us or someone in a comment. Anyway. Kiddie pool. Have you heard the phrase kiddie pool?
Are we talking kiddie about pool? Cats or kids?
Well, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Generally, the term refers to when kids get their own little pool.
And it's K-I-D-D-I-E.
Yep. Yes. But...
pool for kids.
What if they mean something else? That this is the pool where you put all your cats in and then put your kids inside of it so they can swim around.
I love cats! I love every kind of cat!
So... this is the kind of pool.
I just want to drown all the... I mean, hug all of them.
I just want to roll around in all of them. This is the kind of pool
that could end badly. The kids would get scratched.
Well, you declaw the cats, obviously.
And the kids.
Yeah, so that... and you might want to shave the kids, too, so that way the cats don't get hair in their mouths. But this might be the pool that, quote, Debbie, unquote.
Quote, Debbie.
Yeah, or Kara, as her real name was, might have been in this kind of kiddie pool. And that's why she loves cats so much.
She just has memories of swimming around in all the felines as a child.
I just want to swim around in them. I just want to dive into them. I just want to fill a whole pool of kitties.
You mean kitties instead of water?
Yeah.
Oh, that could get hairy.
This here's a hairy situation.
Yikes. And toothy.
Toothy, yes. I don't think they'd take very kindly to it.
Probably not.
Well, you detooth the cats, too.
So what about just... assuming that kitty is still spelled K-I-D-D-I-E and it's kiddie pool, what if it's just slang for child billiards? All these little toddlers shooting pool, making bets.
We got a problem right here in River City. Rhymes with...
what?
That starts with... wait, it rhymes... we've got trouble.
Never mind. Trouble with a capital T. That rhymes with P. That stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
Oh, I'm so confused. I think you need to go play Nintendo.
That stands for kiddie pool.
Oh, goodness.
So you suggest playing pool with kids.
That's right. So this summer, if someone invites you over and says they have a kiddie pool, you know, depending on your views, maybe you just want to respond... my children don't gamble.
Oh, that's going to be so racist,
so
though.
They have to just play billiards. They can't place bets. They
here's
don't have any
version.
Money anyway.
That's going to be so racist, though, because you're going to have to line up the red and yellow, black and white children all in the different spots and try and get them into the different holes.
No, that isn't actually what I meant at all. Oh. I just meant an actual billiard table that's very short.
Oh, I was imagining all these little babies in diapers. Like,
you are way too literal. Thankfully, it's not kiddie bowling.
Well, here's another way you could take it. You know how you know, some places at work have a lunch kiddie? It's like a pool that you throw your money into, and you're swimming in piles of money. Ooh, the kiddie pool.
Like Scrooge McDuck did.
Scrooge McDuck?
Yes.
Yes. In his vault.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I always wanted to swim in money like that, but I could never make it work.
First of all, I didn't have nearly enough. It was more like a puddle. Second, It just didn't move fluidly like water.
And third, there were a whole bunch of cats inside of it. And I'm not sure how they got there in my little pool.
Right.
I just want to roll around.
But I can't.
You can't hug every cat. Nope. Sorry.
But I want to. I want to.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about kids again.
Are you really?
And with that, let's end the show.
I'm going to leave. You guys going to roll the dice?
If you aren't subscribed to this podcast, then I hope we've given you...
Oh my goodness, that was the best.
I think there might have been two noodles.
If you found this podcast worthy of your laughter, then please subscribe to us over at cleancomedypodcast.com. And when you're there, click on all of our buttons and roll the dice. And
no!
And leave us a 5-star review in iTunes, and that would really help, and get all of your friends to subscribe and leave
all
reviews.
All your friends.
Or you could put some money in our kitty.
Yeah, just find our cat and stuff some money in it.
Oh my goodness.
We'll get it eventually.
That sounds awful.
Keep our money in a stuffed cat.
Would you please put some money in our kitty?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Instead of piggy banks, it would be kitty banks.
Yeah, we can't afford to feed our cat, so just put the money directly in there. That'd be good.
Oh my.
I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point.
It's not going to be too fun, though, to try and get the money out of the cat.
Okay. Moving on.
You just have to love them. You just love them, and they give you the money back.
And you want them. And you want them in a basket.
Yeah.
And little bow ties.
You can follow me on...
I'm just the background music. Continue.
Well, then I'm going to turn you down.
Oh, wow. All right.
You can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
And you can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
And you can follow me, Daniel. Daniel, please say it for me.
Twitter.com/JennySnook. That's JennySnook.
I am going to learn how to say it so that I don't have people saying that I have Jenny Snook. Jenny Snook.
It's
Jenny
Snook.
It's your
maiden name.
Yeah.
Snook.
Snook.
Snookums.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's where we could change it to. Jenny Snookums. No. Okay.
You really want everyone calling her that?
So remember that to send
he
us
He doesn't
your
call me that.
Remember to send us your funny stories. feedback@noodle.mx, 859-353-4332. Or leave a comment on the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/78. Next time my life...
Next time mice make you feel like an amateur. Keep squeaking.
Squeaky, squeak, squeak.
You'll
squeak,
find
squeaker.
Your cheese.
Did you say you'll find cheese?
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. When they try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts on How to Podcast. And not say it podcast, but How to Podcast, Christian movie reviews with critical thinking, Christian worldview, and more to come. Check it out at noodle.mx. That's the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx.
Oh, man, I had that one perfect.